Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Brad Forder and Director of Programming for the Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital.
Awesome. And we were just sort of chit-chatting before we got on here, but man, you guys, I believe I'm correct in saying this, were the first local film festival that had to completely revamp and go virtual last year. I mean, it was this time last year that we interviewed you, and then all of a sudden you said, whoa, wait a minute, we got to go virtual. So reflect on that really quick.
Yes. And Jason, yeah, thank you for having me. And that's exactly right. I had spoken with you, and then the following week, we were days away from opening the festival and canceled. And so, you know, it was kind of like dominoes. You had South by Southwest cancel, and then very soon after that, we did as well. And since then, we've had to pivot like everyone else into this new virtual space. So the upcoming festival, which is running March 18th through the 28th, it looks different this year because it's all virtual. And so we will be hosting, you know, over 100 films, all virtual. We'll have conversations that are recorded and live. But you're exactly right. That I can't believe it was a year ago. But yeah, that's exactly the case. And since then, we've been working to still, you know, push out and support films and filmmakers. Really the goals for the festival have been the same. It's been to support filmmakers and great films, collaborate with partners as always. You know, we work with embassies, museums, organizations like Hip Hop Caucus, which has been very involved this year, and they have a film in the lineup. But you know, another thing I'll mention too on that point, the biggest conversation we've had over the last year is how to engage with our audience. And like in everyday life, interacting has been the hardest part of this. But we will have live engagement. We're going to use Zoom and Facebook Live to interact with their audience in some form. So the goals of the festival are the same as always. It's just definitely a different format this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember, I'm pretty sure we'd, like you said, we already had done our interview and you had highlighted a bunch of films that everybody should check out. And then I remember having to like go through, not with a scalpel, but with a giant chainsaw and like cut out which ones we were allowed to still talk about because certain ones were allowed to be streaming and certain ones weren't. And I just, yeah, it's all coming back to me now. So I, you know, good on you for navigating all that. I don't, it must have been a crazy year, but all right, let's talk this year's festival. What do we got on opening night?
Yeah, so we're very excited. And so, as I mentioned, festival kicks off on the 18th. It runs through the 28th. And to kind of give you a programming snapshot, I'll start with opening night. This is a film that will be released on March 18th. It's called Youth v. Gov. And it follows 21 plaintiffs. They're all under the age of 24, 25, who sue the U.S. government over their constitutional right for a clean environment. And so the film, the arc of the film follows the case, but really the themes resonating from this story are about youth empowerment, diverse voices, standing up for the planet. And ultimately, it's just this advocacy that really does bring hope. It's this next generation of advocates fighting for the environment. So this is a great way to kick off the festival for sure. I'll mention a couple others too, Jason. Another film that's an example of one of our shorts, because we have a pretty robust shorts lineup as well this year. It's an award winner for us. It's called The Sacrifice Zone. And it follows an activist, Maria Lopez Nunez. She's fighting for environmental justice in the Ironbound District of Newark, New Jersey, and it's known as the Chemical Corridor. So she's doing important work. This is a very powerful story, and we're so glad to have this film in the lineup. And then finally, Secrets of the Whales is also an award winner for us. And this is produced by National Geographic, but there's some big names attached to it. James Cameron produced it. Sigourney Weaver is a narrator, and it focuses primarily on the underwater photography of Brian Skerry, who is just a legend for his photography of sea life. And so we'll be sharing that with our audience before its release on Disney Plus, which will be around Earth Day. So this is an example, Secrets of the Whales, also of a film that will have a bit of a limited release. And I'll mention that, you know, most of our films will be released from the 19th through the 28th. So you'll be able to view them over the course of the festival. But some films like Secrets of the Whales will have limited days that you can take a look. So we'll definitely advertise all that on our website, and that's dceff.org. That's the best place to go for the full lineup and all of our ticketing information as well.
Awesome. Well, the three that you just shared sound like three great options. If you don't mind, could you give me three more? The reason I ask is I'm going to put together two radio pieces so we can alternate every other hour and have, you know, different content in each one. So I'll use those three you mentioned in one, and then let's have some more. So how about, tell me about the Falconer.
Yeah, so we're excited about the Falconer. This is a local DC story directed by Annie Kempfer. It's about Rodney Stotts, and he's a master Falconer. He has faced a number of challenges in his life, but he found falconry and a love for these birds. And so he's used those skills to educate youth, empower youth, and adults as well. And so we're looking forward to this. Rodney and Annie and others, including Karina Newsom, are they're going to be part of a conversation that's attached to this. So we're very excited about the Falconer. A couple others I'll mention. One very unique film coming through that we're co-presenting with AFI Silver is Gunda. And the executive producer behind this is Joaquin Phoenix. The director is Victor Kosakowski. And this film is very unique in that it's shot in all black and white. It's very artistic. There's not really a score, and it's brilliantly done, but it focuses on a Norwegian farm, and in particular, pigs. You'll see some chickens in there as well. But again, this is a very unique film. We're so glad it's in the lineup. And then another I'll mention is by a talented filmmaker, Ian Chaney, and he's come through the festival for many years. But this film is called The Long Coast, and this is another film that's an award winner for the festival, but it gives us kind of a lyrical view, lyrical portraits of individuals living and working along the coast of Maine. So again, just a snapshot of some of the feature documentaries that we'll have playing in the festival this year.
Cool. Do we have room for one more, or was that six? I'm trying to do the math. Did you just name three more?
Yes. Yep. I got six. I could also mention.
No, I think that's actually good. I think that's good. Okay. Unless there's something you really, really want to mention, but it might not make the air.
No, those are.
Yeah, I think between those six, that'll be good. All right, awesome. And what else do we want to talk about before we hop off here? What year are we in total now?
Yeah, so this is the 29th year of the festival. And so, of course, next year will be the 30th anniversary. But yeah, we're in year 29. And as I mentioned, you know, we're hoping to I lost my train of thought. But basically, I'll just wrap up by talking about we're in the 29th year. And then
if you could say something about like how it's cool that you're able to keep the idea of like, you can still say annual because you've been able to do virtual. You haven't had to miss a year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Jason, we're in our 29th year. And again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we still have the same goals, supporting filmmakers, promoting these important environmental issues. But it's so great that even though it's virtual, you know, we're continuing this year in our 29th year. And so even though it is a different platform, the festival goes on and continues. And we're looking forward to hosting over 100 films and conversations, and all that between March 18th and 28th. And then we're very excited about, you know, when it's time, when it's safe, we're looking forward to getting back in the theaters.
Definitely. You and me both, man. Also, real quick before we run, is it true that you are the largest green film festival in the world? And what does that mean?
Yeah, so a couple of the hallmarks of the festival, we're one of the largest environmental festivals in the world. And I think the longevity and the size has been something over the years that does make it a hallmark. And so, you know, since Flo Stone founded the festival back in 93, it has developed into one of the largest, certainly in the U.S., and one of the largest in the world. And so, yeah, for those reasons, the longevity and also the size of the festival does make it stand out.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you joining us as always, and congrats on another year. And even though it's been a weird year, but I'm glad you're able to bring the films to everybody. Again, everybody, it's the 29th annual Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital. It'll run March 18th through 28th. So starting this Thursday. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Awesome.
Be safe, man.
Thank you so much, Jason.
All right. Yep. I will probably run it either today or tomorrow. I know the festival starts tomorrow, but it's not the end of the world if it runs like tomorrow morning, right?
Oh, not at all. No, thank you. That's perfect. That's great. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I just didn't want to miss like the opening night or whatever, but in terms of that, well, when does that first one become available?
Oh yeah. So that'll be at 7 o'clock on the 18th is when that'll be released. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So then it really doesn't matter if it airs tomorrow morning. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. Okay.
No, that's fine. That'll work very well. So yeah,
I actually think day of will, now that I'm talking it out, I think day of will sound better. It can be like tonight. It sounds more immediate and urgent and all that stuff. So
yeah, I think that's awesome. And we tend, our audience too tends to buy tickets last minute, which is very frustrating and nerve wracking, but the last minute we get a sweep. So I think that's great. That sounds good.
Right. And it's $10 per film, at least the paid film. Some are free. I know that, but then, you need all access pass for like 45, right? Right.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right. I think we're good to go. I will get this up. We'll run it sometime tomorrow. It'll be you and the new Justice League on HBO Max. So you got a good company.
No, I like of all dates for the Snyder Cut to come out.
Right. Well, yeah, right. Like, they're not going to have 4 hours to watch environmental stuff, but you never know. Maybe it'll wet their streaming palate or something, you know?
There you go. Yeah. I have that on my queue once we get through the festival.
It's okay, man. There's a lot of people that probably are like, I already saw that movie. I'll watch the environmental film. You know what I mean? You'll get a little bit of everybody. So
there we go.
All right. Cool, man. Be well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Catch you later.